Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the condition of the teat skin and teat ends of their dairy herds. As we think about how this happens, it's really a degenerative cycle that really starts when the skin cells begin to dehydrate. And as they break down, it affects the skin renewal process. The issue for you as a dairy farmer is these cracks harbor bacteria, and this bacteria may actually increase somatic cell counts in our herds and infections within the udder. So how do we handle this, and what can we do to improve the situation for our dairy animals? Well, number one, if the animals are exiting with wet teats, in other words, the post-dip that you're using is still wet on the skin, this will increase the chances that there may be freezing and irritation and dehydration of the skin. One of the things you could do would be allow that teat dip to dry for a minute or two before you release the animals, or you could even blot it off. Second thing you need to consider is items that help with the healing and prevention of loss of teat skin integrity. First are emollients. These compounds do attract moisture from the air toward the teat skin, helping the skin reduce the rate at which it dries out. The second group is moisture barriers. These reduce the loss of moisture from the teat skin. Lanolin is a very common one. It is water soluble, so it can be utilized in many of the teat dip formulations that are water-based. The other two, petroleum jelly and mineral oil, are generally not found in our teat dips because they're not water-soluble. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.